Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Scott Eckersley, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. You can listen live or catch podcasted segments very, very shortly of today's show. Want to welcome in our next guest, Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm. Hello, Governor. How are you?
I'm great, Jack. How are you doing?
Just fine. I understand you've been in Washington. Are you in New York now?
I am. The NBC is doing this special on education you may have seen, and I'm on a panel of governors to close out that whole series of shows that they're doing. So it's really great.
Yeah, very entertaining. I watched a replay of that late last night, but that should be very interesting. When is that going to air?
Tomorrow it's from, I think, 12 to 1:30, something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, I know the Small Business Jobs Act very much on your mind in terms of what it means to the state of Michigan, and you think that this legislation modeled after the program here in Michigan.
Yeah, we did a very small version of this, and we went, and because it was so successful and extremely well received by the small businesses who are looking to get access to capital and the small banks that are trying to give them access to capital, it worked so well with our program that we said to the White House, you should try this nationally. And that's exactly what they did. It's a big bill that was signed by the president today, including increasing the caps on the Small Business Administration loans that the banks can give out. But our component of it means that Michigan, it gets doled out to all the states that have a similar program to what Michigan has, and our aspect of it will get about $80 million to be able to help these suppliers diversify or to help small businesses get access to the credit that they need. If a bank brings us a good loan with a good customer that they otherwise would want to give a loan to diversify or to invest in machining or equipment, and they can't because the new credit rules have cranked down on particularly suppliers, this will give them the ability to give that loan out. And in our little program, I can tell you, Jack, it's been so successful that we've made money on it. No, not a single person has defaulted. We've got a long list of companies that we've helped and that who want to be helped. So it's very good news.
All right. We had the Wall Street Assistance Act, the bailout, as most people call it now, and it seemed like that was going to provide capital for small businesses. Hasn't always worked that way. It seems as if a lot of the banks have not been loaning the money that they were supposed to. If that had really worked the way that a lot of people envisioned, would this kind of provision, this kind of fund even be necessary?
Well, it's a good question. I don't know, but I do know that since the recession and the meltdown on Wall Street, that credit has tightened up enormously. So the rules have been a huge part of the impediment. In addition to the fact that, for example, if you're a supplier and you've got a huge amount invested in machines and tooling and equipment, and there's been depreciation of that equipment so that it can't be used for as much collateral as you might normally use it for, well, they're having difficulty getting a loan to begin with. The small banks didn't get the TARP money, and this is a program that's directed in partnership with the smaller banks and credit unions. So that's why this is going to be really a Main Street help. We were there today in the White House with all these small businesses who have been helped or who were in line to be helped, and they were thrilled because now it gives them the ability to hire people or to invest in the kinds of things that will ensure their businesses will be healthy.
Governor, 1 hour ago, we talked with 8th District Congressman Mike Rogers, and no surprise to you, he had a much different view of the Small Business Jobs Act and said it was going to cost a lot of money, not that it could make money. Also, that it was maybe manipulating the system, picking winners and losers, I think was the phrase that he kept coming back to. Your reaction to that?
I don't think he's read the bill. I don't think he understands what it is. This was fully supported by the business community. Every aspect of the business community supported this bill. And this doesn't pick winners and losers. It's the companies themselves who decide that they want to have access to credit and can't get it. So they and the bank come to us with asking for us to cap off their collateral, for example, or to help with the loan. So this is the business community driven, really. It's not driven by government. It's really in partnership with the private sector. So, and they're very much in favor of it. And by the way, every single penny of it is paid for. So I'm not sure that the congressman knew what he was talking about, to be candid, because every single penny of it was paid for.
All right. What about the idea, and you hear this philosophy a lot these days, that if government would just get out of the way and give everyone a big tax cut, I think everyone in Washington could go home and play golf or tennis, and everything would work smoothly.
Yeah, I think this is a really interesting argument, Jack. And I think that for in the 20th century, when we weren't competing in a global economy, that would have been a valid argument. But in a global economy, as we have seen with businesses that have moved to China and India and Mexico, I mean, I use Electrolux as an example all the time because it's so ripe. We gave them zero taxes. We offered to help build them a brand new factory. It still wasn't enough to be able to compensate for the fact that they could pay $1.57 an hour. There was nothing we could do. So to suggest that taxes alone are the deciding factor in a global economy is short-sighted. But what government should do is partner with the private sector, like this Small Business Lending Act does, to enable them to be successful in a global economy. Here's an example, Jack, if you don't mind, just for one second. I mean, the Recovery Act helped to fund some of this breakthrough technology for the electric vehicle, the electric batteries. If the government hadn't plunked in partnership with those private companies who are taking that technology to scale, those businesses would not be in the United States. They would be in China or in Korea. And if we don't think that other governments are doing this, we are completely missing the boat. Other governments like China, Korea, Japan are significantly investing in order to make sure that their businesses are competitive globally. So we've got to get real about this global economy and recognize that we can either be on the menu or be eaten, or we can feast at the table. And we better believe that we've got to invest strategically with business in order to be successful and grow jobs here.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, our guest on Ebling and You. And Governor, love to have you on again soon and talk about some political things happening in 2010. But I want to ask you one more business-related question here. Obviously, there have been successes with this Michigan program, or the national program would not be modeled after it. Yet we see the unemployment rate is still high. No one seems particularly thrilled with the situation in terms of the Michigan economy for a variety of reasons. As you look back at the last 8 years, is there one thing you're particularly proud of in terms of business and small business, and maybe one thing you wish had turned out differently?
Well, I certainly wish that we hadn't lost all these manufacturing jobs, but, you know, that's the global economy. The question is, what are we doing about it? And that's why I am really proud that we have put a huge effort into diversifying the economy, such as you've seen with batteries, such as you've seen with film, such as we've seen with life sciences or homeland security and defense or small business. So the specific aggressive efforts to add new sectors have been very important. As fast as the manufacturing jobs have moved? No, because globalization happens so quickly. That giant sucking sound that you hear, as Ross Perot used to say, was the sound of jobs being sucked to Mexico or other places. We know, we have seen that. We need fair trade rules, but the bottom line is you've got a diverse economy, and I think what we've been doing there has been really remarkable.
Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm, our guest. She is in New York. She's going to be a panelist on the NBC program on education that they've had several installments, and that is wrapping up this week. Governor, thanks so much for joining us. I hope we can talk with you again soon.
Thanks, Jack.